What relation was Dr. Bush to our grandmothers? Or grandpa?
Dr. Bush, Cousin Smiley Bush and my grandfather were first cousins.
Yes. And I think Dr. Bush was another first cousin.
Yeah.
He must have been.
But you know what? In my mother's house, after she went in the nursing home, my mother was 94 when she died, but her mind was still keen. And I'd give anything in the world, all those old tales, if I had written them down, you know. And that stupid, big, fat son of a, you know, Nellie Cook, some more of my relatives, went around there and spent one whole afternoon talking to my mother about things that happened in Miller County and how Miller County was first started. Grandpa Bush was in the legislature. He was in the Senate. He was the clerk of the court. He was everything, Grandpa Bush was. He was a politician. And my mother had heard, lived through all those things, and Nellie went up there and wrote it all down. And in the history of Miller County, you could have got what she put out of the newspaper, statistics. No human interest stories whatsoever, unless it directly was her branch of the family, Cousin Smiley's family. And so when I got, I could not believe, because she had told me that she went up there, but she wasn't about to put anything in there that made that. That's the dullest book I ever read in my life. Nothing to it. And all the time she spent on it, she could have interspersed something of interest, you know, instead of just such and such happened on such and such a date, just dates and the facts. Who wants to read all that?
Well, she didn't tell many of the stories.
No, nothing.
Did I ever tell you about the Jarretts?
The Jarretts?
The Jarretts. A man named Jarrett from Savannah came over here one day about 4 or 5 years ago. And he was interested in genealogy. And he was trying to track down a connection between his Jarretts and Conklin. And I, at that time, had the copies Joy had loaned me of Granddaddy Grow's letters from the Civil War. Mm-hmm. And great-granddaddy Grow. He came over and looked at them, and he found the reference he was looking for, that there was a Jarrett who was there in Miller County at the time, in the 1860s. And he was there. He left eventually and went west. But that he married somebody in our family.
Married one of the Groves? Was that Mary's husband?
No, he didn't. It wasn't the Grove he married, I think.
Oh, married into the Bush family?
Jarrett.
No, wait a minute. Let me think about it. I think that one of our female relatives was a Jarrett and was his sister. That's where it came in. Mm-hmm. But anyway, he produced the genealogy going back into Virginia that he traced down.
Mm-hmm. What, did he give you a copy?
I've got it. Uh-huh. Yeah.